Mercury from coal-burning power plants and other sources gets into water and the food chain. Eventually, the pollutant builds up in fish. It's long been known that of all the fish-eating wildlife in Wisconsin, the long-living loons have the highest amount of mercury in their tissue, 1,000 times more mercury in their blood than humans. A study completed by the DNR and other agencies has found that loon exposure levels here are somewhat lower on average than in New England or part of Canada. But study project manager Michael Meyer of the DNR says cutting mercury pollution in Wisconsin would lead to more loons.
While the population is currently slowly growing at a rate of about 1 to 1.5% per year, we would increase the rate of growth to about 2.5% per year if we were to reduce mercury concentrations in fish to a safe level, which we've established to be about 0.1 parts per million.
Currently, mercury concentrations in some fish are 4 times that level. Meyer says building up the state's loon population would help protect it from big disease outbreaks like botulism or habitat destruction. He thinks the public would appreciate that.
The loon is, to many people, a symbol of the wild lakes of northern Wisconsin, and in fact, people are really motivated to conserve loons.
Meyer says it's a coincidence that the study that started in 1999 is being released as the DNR board prepares to vote on a big mercury reduction package. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.